All right, guys, it is time to go across the big pond, and we welcome in former Atlanta Braves pitcher and Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz on the line with us. John, how you doing, pal?
I am doing great. I am nice and cool. It sounds like you guys are nice and hot.
That was going to be the first question I ask you is, what is the weather like in Scotland? Because it is smoking hot over here.
We've experienced everything here. We got the introduction, paid our dues the first 2 days. 25-mile-an-hour rain, 25-mile-an-hour wind, nothing but rain the first 2 days, and then beautiful 2 days. And then today, 35-mile-an-hour winds, beautiful. But you talk about the most – it was the probably one of the strongest winds I've ever played golf in today.
At the old course. Hey, John, Bobby Hall here. So you got to play the old course today, is that correct?
Well, we didn't quite make it to the old course. This 56-year-old and 62-year-old are Greg Olson and I are worn out. Seven rounds in 4 days, and we've played some of the greatest golf courses and had really just a blast. I didn't know what to expect. Never played golf over here. It's beyond your imagination, and it is phenomenal. Turnberry, we got to play 54 there. Both courses, and then we played Prestwick, and we played Carnoustie, and we played Kingsbarn, and then we played Dumbarney, and those wow. are just as good as it gets.
Well, you sent me a text. We were lining you up on the show. You said you just played two of the greatest rounds of your life, shooting 67 at Prestwick and 69 at Dumbarney. Pretty strong, my friend. Good playing.
Thank you. It was it was so much fun, obviously. And then today, actually, yesterday got beat up at Carnoustie. Today was the best I've ever hit a golf ball. But in 35-mile-an-hour winds, it just you can't make a putt. And I felt like today's round was the best round I've had since I've been here. I shot 75, and it felt like a 65. So I tell you what, you play here, you get used to the wind, you get creative. It's going to be weird going back home. It's going to be weird getting in the other side of the driver, the normal side of the drivers in the car. And it's going to be weird maybe not playing in this kind of wind. But what an incredible experience this has been.
We're visiting with former Atlanta Braves pitcher John Smoltz. Matt, I know that you've played over there and can relate to exactly what he's saying.
Absolutely. John, great to have you on. Great to be talking with you. I played about 4 years ago. We took a family of 12 out there and played 12 rounds in 11 days, so I definitely understand where you're at with the tired level, walking all those courses and not realizing how many hills and mounds and mountains it feels like you have to go over. But incredible golf out there. Is there any one course that you really thought was your favorite of the week so far?
Yeah, we were talking about that on the way back from Kingsbarn. I mean, it's almost a virtual tie at Turnberry, Kingsbarn, and Dumbarney. Dumbarney, I was blown away. It's a 4-year-old course. It's unbelievable. They made it look like, you know, it's a flat piece of land, but they made it look like it's just natural. Kingsbarn may have the most epic views. I guess, in fairness, if everything was done in 10-mile-an-hour winds and sunny, it would have been a lot easier to kind of figure out that experience. But that's what's so unique about here. You know, you got to play the elements. So I know there's all kinds of hidden gems, but I can't think of a better first time for me to play these kind of golf courses. It was great. The walking's a grind, and it definitely I think we figured out we walked like 48 miles in 7 rounds.
Wow. We're visiting with John Smoltz right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Doug?
Hey, John, great to have you on again. I was just thinking, sitting here, the stories about you and the Atlanta Braves pitching staff playing golf during your baseball days are well documented, all very accomplished players. How instrumental was that in the success of the pitching staff, building the camaraderie of the staff and I guess filling that time in your off days?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it when we retired. We think it extended our careers by 5 years, easy. What I mean by that is somebody might be sitting there going, what are you talking about? When you're pitching once every 5 days and it's a long season and you're grinding it out year after year, you need something to take you away from the sport that will consume you and the sport that basically is defining you. So we use golf as an outlet. We would play 3 to 4 times a week on the road. We'd have a standing foursome every time someone else pitched. And we never let it get too serious. We had fun. We played somewhere, Glavin and I think played somewhere in the neighborhood of the top 100 in the U.S. We played somewhere around 72, wow. 73 top 100 golf courses just in the cities that we went to. Matter of fact, I told Greg that on my way home, a 7-hour flight, I'm going to try to write down all the golf courses that I've played that I can remember and just kind of see, you know, where it all stacks up, because that part of our careers made it to where the year went by. We were fresh. Our manager understood we weren't going to take advantage of it. And in reality, you know, mental part of the games are pretty similar. You have any kind of hesitancy or any kind of negative thought in either sport, you're not going to be very good. So when you're on the mound, you want to think positive, command the ball, and throw it to its desired target. Same thing with golf. You're in between. You don't know what shot you're going to commit to. You don't feel like you're mechanically sound. You're not going to get good results. So those are the kind of things. The only thing that you didn't want to do in golf that you do as a pitcher is you don't want to slide left, you know, slide towards home plate. Like, we would shift our weight as a starting pitcher towards home plate. You don't want to do that in golf. So other than that, it was pretty close to similar in a lot of regards.
Well, that's pretty neat right there. We're visiting with John Smoltz right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio. So, John, let me ask you this. Now, I had an opportunity to meet you down in Orlando at the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, and I think the last tournament they had is the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. You won that, and you played extremely good that day. But something real neat, and, Doug, you were mentioning the other two pitchers with John, Greg Maddux and Tom Glavin. They had the opportunity to play down there with you as well. And I talked with Tom a little bit. The first day I met him, he was wearing an Auburn visor. And being an Alabama fan, I said, Tom, what's up with the Auburn visor? And he's like, well, my son goes to Auburn now, and I live in Atlanta, obviously. And so we had a great conversation about that. But it's kind of neat that the three of y'all have the opportunity to play in some of these celebrity events.
It is neat, and we do have a lot of fun. I can tell you this, don't kid yourself. Glad wants to beat me once, and that's it, and then he may retire. whenever I'm having a bad tournament, I look at the scoreboard, and one of my first eyes go to is, where's Glad? And he's come close a couple times. I've nipped him by 1 point. It's been my motivation when I don't have it going or physically can't get it done. But when you mentioned the Florida tournaments, little tongue-in-cheek here, I won it back-to-back, and then they decided to move it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't think they wanted me to win three in a row, but no, I love that course. It fit my eyes, and in the format was phenomenal. Now, I make no bones about it. I'm running out of time. The only thing I want to do is win Tahoe. That's it. You could ask me a million other things that you could throw at me that might be enticing. I want to win Tahoe. And I've come close a couple times, so maybe this will be the year.
We're visiting with John Smoltz, former pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, of course, Baseball Hall of Famer. And you head to Lake Tahoe to play Edgewood in just a couple of weeks, which will be a little different for you from coming from Scotland. But listen, you know there's some competition up there. You got Marty Fish. You've been playing a lot against Marty Fish, but there's some pretty good golfers that'll be at Lake Tahoe.
Well, that's why I said I'm running out of time. At 56, these guys are still young enough to hit the ball 30, 40 by me. I'm becoming more of a seasoned golfer. This definitely this playing this week prepared me for anything I could possibly go through in Tahoe. And I'm not talking about weather. I'm talking about I got up and down a million times. I started feeling like I had my hip replaced 4 months ago, and I'm starting to feel really, really good about my game again. And so this was a great grind. The downside is my right hip will have surgery right after Tahoe. And so walking these golf courses is kind of, worn it out. But I can't make it any worse. So it's just a matter of now getting through Tahoe, getting the final hip replaced, and then, you know what? I feel like I got 3 more years of serious competitive golf. We'll see what happens.
Well, John, look forward to seeing you out there. I'll be leaving next Saturday to meet Mike Millthorpe and get the golf course ready for you. And I know Brad Wunderlich will have it back in great shape. And I know you're preparing well. And tell Greg hello. I know this walking's probably good for him since he's got to carry that heavy bag of yours all the way around. Greg caddies for John out there. So tell him I said hey, and we look forward to seeing you there. And another, you know, a couple of things. Sometimes that wind will come off the California side across the lake there at 17. And so if it does pick up in the wind, I'm sure you'll be prepared. And, of course, now the altitude change, what do we do up there? It's about, what, 65% less yardage? Because you have to scale down out there.
Yeah.
What's your metrics for that?
Everything for me. When I get to Tahoe, we don't do more than 10%. We try to do that in between. But the one thing that I've kind of laughed but cried about is I probably in the last 7 years lead the entire field in pars. And I'm tired of getting pars. So I'm shooting for birdies. The Polana Greens, I think at one point I had 29 pars in a row. And I just I've got a new philosophy this year. I say that every year. Sooner or later, I'm going to have a philosophy that works. But it's all about those Polana Greens and trying to make putts on them.
Last quick question. Are you going to use the stand-up putter?
I don't know if I'm going to. I brought a different putter down here and got really connected with it because I knew it was going to be super windy. I will bring it with me. It has been my baby. I have been loving it, and it's changed my game. There's something, though, to be said about those Polana Greens and the light putter. It just may not be a good formula. So I may go away from it this trip to Tahoe, but you never know. I'll tell you how far I've come, and Greg's pretty happy. 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I showed up with 3 to 4 putters every year.
Oh, wow.
And drivers, he said. And the last couple, I've only showed up with 2.
Hey, John. Thank you for being on with us. And safe travels back to the States, and we look forward to see you in Lake Tahoe.
John, good luck to you. Thanks for taking time, and good luck. Okay, there you go. John Smoltz,
all right.
Baseball Hall of Famer. And didn't get to ask him the question. I want to know that nickname, Marmaduke. Where does that come from? Maybe we'll find out. Have him back on again real soon.